This is Emma Rose Brown here with Doug Chittister, recording an interview for Oral History Summer School. And it's June 18th, 2019, and we're at Doug's home in Hudson, New York. And Doug, would you introduce yourself?
My name's Douglas Chittister, and I was born here in Hudson, 1953. And I guess I've been here ever since. How's that?
Great. Would you tell me a bit about your early life?
How far back you want to go?
As far back as you're willing.
I can remember?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in Greenport. And let's see. I didn't move to Hudson here until maybe 23 years ago. You know, growing up is a little different, I think, for, you know, people my age, because we didn't have the internet and all these fancy toys, Game Boys and stuff. We played outside all the time, you know, and did a lot of hunting and fishing when I was younger, you know. You know, we all played outside, you know, all the neighbors' kids, and we didn't want to come in for dinner because we were too busy playing. And my mother had a bell, used to ring, dinner bell, you know. And, well, we didn't come, we didn't eat, you know. I don't know, that's basically my childhood. You know, it was decent. A little slower paced than today. I don't know what else I could tell you about my childhood. That's pretty simple. So, nothing extravagant. Okay, what else would you like to know?
Is there a story? You mentioned hunting and fishing as a kid. Is there a story you remember of a time you went hunting or fishing?
Yeah. Well, I see. I had this little .22 that I inherited from my father, and I was too young to actually go hunting, and it was one that you can take apart, which they don't make anymore. And I used to put it down my pants legs so my mother wouldn't see me go out with it. And I used to, you know, do a little hunting with that. She never knew it. I never told her to this day. Fishing. I used to fish in a pond in the back of where we grew up. And, I caught some nice fish over there, but one day I came across this water moccasin. It kind of slithered in front of me. And I nearly on myself, I should say, because this thing was moving right across in front of me. I'm like, I was terrified. You know, and I didn't fish in that spot anymore. You know, that's part of my growing up. But, you know. Yeah. I don't think there's anything else hunting and fishing growing up. No. You know, I stopped hunting maybe 20 years ago or better. I just didn't want to do it anymore. You know, I still fish. But something about warm-blooded creatures, I don't want to kill them anymore. You know, fish, I don't consider animals. It's still food, you know. All right, well, how we going? All right? So far?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just blabbering away here. I don't know.
I'm very interested in what you're saying.
All right. Yeah. Now, what else would you like me to tell you?
Yeah. I heard you mention your mother a few times. Do you want to tell me a little bit about her?
Oh, she's deceased. Well, she used to do a lot of baking. And the kids in the neighborhood would always come over like on a Saturday and play in our yard because they knew she was baking cookies, you know. And she was a little strict on me, you know, back in those days, because I guess I was a rebellious kid, and I used to get a lot of whippings. My brother, who was younger, he missed out on all that because he got away with murder. I didn't. You know, but, yeah, she was pretty good, though. So we took care of us, you know. We didn't have a whole lot of money. And my father worked 3 jobs to keep us going. You know, he was a musician, worked for the sheriff's department. And he worked for McCall's Refrigeration, which is not here anymore. It was one of the local, you know, businesses. We managed. Nope. I told you a little about my father there, too, so I just threw that in, so. You know. Yep. Okay, now.
What did you do for work? What were some of your first jobs?
I can probably name them all from start to beginning. Yeah. Well, I guess when I was old enough, we used to pick cherries in the summer. And I worked on a farm weekends, sometimes after school. I ended up with a paper route, did that for many years. Let's see. When I graduated from high school, my first job was at Mephisto Tool, which is gone now. That was a locally owned company here in Hudson. And let's see. I'm trying to think when in order. I can't really get them all in order, I don't think.
It's okay.
All right. I worked for it was a pipe place. We used to make gigantic pipe. Interpace is over here and where the old cement plant was. On Route 9 going out of Hudson. I worked there. I worked for the flour mill. I helped build that out here, the new one, ADM. Boy. I worked for Agway Petroleum. Then I worked for Suburban because they bought us out. That's where we retired from. I used to work part time for John Noecker on 66. He's a car dealer. He's to wash cars on weekends for him. And I used to get him, take him out for a run. And we used to have a lot of hot cars back in those days, and GTOs, and you know. Let's see. I worked for Columbia Auto Parts after school. They were in Hudson at the time. Trying to think what else here. A lot of jobs. Well, I think those are the most important ones I had, you know.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about a typical day at one of those jobs? Like what that looked like? For someone who doesn't have a sense.
Yes, well, working for a Suburban in Agway, a good typical day was filling up my truck with fuel and pulling a hose across the ground and make deliveries. You know, that was a typical day. Kind of wore me out, but my joints are feeling it now. It's, you know, pull like a mule all day long. So, that was my last job. So, my first job, Mephisto Tool, I was like maintenance guy there. I took care of everything. I cleaned the bathrooms, cleaned the shop, fixed machinery when it went bad, when it went down, you know. I had a lot of mechanical knowledge as a young fella. I used to work on my own cars and stuff. Still do. So they hired me, and it was a great place to work. It was local. My father knew the people, and, you know. You didn't need that, right? Okay.
Is there a story, specific story from Agway, a memory you have of some time you were making a delivery?
Is there any, like a bad memory or something?
Oh, no, just like some, maybe, you know, something that, a day that stood out somehow.
Well, anytime I got stuck, my truck used to get stuck a lot of times in the snow, slide off the road or into a ditch. You know, those trucks were terrible. Those days kind of stuck in my mind over the years. I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. It was kind of nerve-wracking. But that was part of the job. That's about it there. Nothing else but really, you know, memorable.
You mentioned that you have a lot of mechanical knowledge and still work on cars and things. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your cars or that you're working on or your?
Well, I keep my truck going out there. And I work on mine and Helen's. And you know, I know a little bit about everything: carpentry, electricity. Because I went to school for electricity for about it was like a technical school. And I kept the knowledge. I use it yet. Nothing commercially. I mean, I just use it for myself. Mechanics. I just kind of picked that up on my own, I guess. You know, tearing things apart to see how they worked. And I still do. I get in trouble for it, though, sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you taking that apart for? I want to see what makes it tick, you know. If I lean back, am I okay? All right. Okay, go ahead.
What was it like going to technical school? Where was that?
It was different, you know. I went to Delhi for a year. It was fun. Wasn't easy, though, for me. Because, like, you needed a lot of math. Like, what do they call that? With the sines, cosines, and what's that? I'm trying to think. What do you call that? It was in the algebra, isn't it? No, is it? No. I forgot, but I tell you, it was tough. I had to get a lot of help from some of the other guys in the class because I passed, though. Don't ask me anything now because I forgot it all.
You've been here a long time and probably know a lot of the community. Can you tell me some things about what the community was like when you were
up, younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, excuse me.
Yep.
I got this tickle here.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, shut it up a minute. Okay.